A very good evening, Zimbabwe, and you are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, January the 5th, 2022. This is Live Talk Diaspora Forum, and I am Jonga Kandemiri, wishing you a happy new year.
And I'm Gibbs Dube in Maryland.
Tonight, we are going to look at the COVID-19 pandemic and the Omicron variant, and also reports that another variant has been detected in Italy. And for yesterday, the Minister of Health gave us an update. It says, as at January 4, 2022, Zimbabwe had 217,678 confirmed cases, including 187,908 recoveries and 5,078 deaths. These deaths, they came up from cumulative figures. And as of yesterday, 31 deaths were reported, and 1,591 new cases also recorded. That is as of yesterday. And to date, a total of 4,141,158 people have been vaccinated against COVID-19, Gibbs.
And this means that out of 217,000 Zimbabweans who actually contracted COVID-19, Chonga, roughly about 187,000 have actually recovered from the disease. And some of those people that have been vaccinated for the second time, they add up to about 3.2 million. So let's remember that figure as well. We're also going to discuss the issue of the late Ndumiso Kumete, who was the Highlanders president and is one of the people who was once in Zifa. He was the vice president of Zifa. He was actually laid to rest yesterday in Inyati communal lands. So as a Jesus Panda, has got some videos that we are going to be using before we venture into the business of the day, which is the Diaspora Forum.
We are also going to look at thousands of Zimbabweans who are stuck in Beitbridge following their forced removal from South Africa while they were trying to return to that country after the Christmas holidays. And some Zimbabweans living in South Africa say the best way forward is to fix the harsh social, economic, and political situation back home instead of going to South Africa to look for jobs.
Certainly, and we know that there are thousands of people that are actually detained on the Zimbabwean side of the border. And the South African government has got this crackdown. You know, they're actually having at least three roadblocks, you know, along the Beitbridge Johannesburg Road. So out of these roadblocks, according to the Minister of Home Affairs, they're designed to have some kind of firewall. If they miss you in the first one, they'll catch you in the second. If you try to skip the second, they will definitely net you in the third roadblock. Mm-hmm. So this is one of the biggest crackdowns, you know, that they've actually conducted over the years. We know that Chonga, some Zimbabweans have always been given a torrid time whenever they try to go to South Africa. We know that they are leaving their country because of certain issues, and we are going to describe some of these issues as we go in this program. So kunjalo ke zulukandaba namhlanje sikhangela okuchiyeneyo. Wokuqala sikhangele ukuthi COVID-19 kume njani. Siyabona ukuthi ke uhlangothi lwezempilakahle luthi kulabantu abayi 31 ababulewe i-COVID-19, kwathi ke abayi 1591 bahlolwe batholakala belo mkhuhlane lo. Kuzokusithi nxa sikukhangelwa khona manje kusukela ngombimbitho nyakenye, uhlangothi lolu luthi kulabantu 5078 asebebulewe i-COVID-19. So ke kuzokusithi ke abantu sebebanjwe i-COVID-19 by 217,678, abaphepha kumkhuhlane lo 187,980, asebajova ijekiseni yokuqala bayi 4.2 million, asebajova esibili yi 3.2 million. So khanya kuyajova sibili khonoku abazama ukukwenza. Xa sikhangela kokunye njalo kwenzakale eZimbabwe, izolo bekungcwatshwa uNdumiso Gumede obe ngumongameli webantu weqembu Highlanders Football Club. Njalo wayekuzifa iZimbabwe Football Association. Nguye wathenga ama-properties amaningi awe-Highlanders Football Club. Njalo ngesikhathi sakhe i-Highlander yayitshaya okunye okumangalisayo inqoba amaqembu atshiyeneyo. Siyakwazi njalo ukuthi kulabantu abaningi okunye okumangalisayo abasemngceleni kunangale Beitbridge kade bezama ukuya kwele South Africa kodwa bavinjwa ngurhulumente wakwele South Africa. So ke sisaxoxa ngakho khonokho, sizwa ukuthi abantu bathini ngakho khonokho lokunye. kuchalo kechonga.
Uongo wadiwa watereri, nyaya turukurukura, ndiwe nyaya kutawurwa ni mungu wangu Gibbs Dube ya Tenge Tichibata, pano pachurongwa. Ningati inyaya, zinokwana kuita natu, ye kutanga ili nyaya, yede ndare COVID-19, nezuro takanzu pakuti vanu, wanokwana kuita makumi matatu, waka shaya ne COVID-19. Kozoita vamwe, wanokwana kuita churu, ne maza na mafumbamwe. Ne makumi akati kuti vakawanikwa vaine COVID-19 ndo dambudziko ratina romuZimbabwe. Pamusoro pezvo kuri kunzi kwakawanikwa imwe variant kana kuti imwe mhando yeutachiwana weCOVID-19 inonzi yakawanikwa kuItaly, ndo imwe yezviri kutatira kukurukura nezvazvo. Tichatarisa nyaya yekuradzikwa kwevaive mutungamiri wechikwata cheIslanders vakambopindawo zvakare mukutungamira nhabvu kubudikidza neZifa Vandumiso Gumede vakaradzikwa nezuro kumusha kwavo. Koitawo nyaya imwe yatanga tichikurukura, iyi nyaya yezvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri pamugano weZimbabwe neSouth Africa. Tiri kuona kuti munyika yeSouth Africa yatora matanho akaomarara ekuona kuti vana veZimbabwe vari kubva muZimbabwe vachidzokera kuSouth Africa munguva ino yekupera kwezororo rekrisimusi havange vachibudirira kupinda munyika imomo. Tinoona kuti South Africa iri kuti yaisa maroad block anokwana kuita matatu yekuti anga achimisa kupinda kwevana veZimbabwe. Ndo nyaya yatiri kukurukura, Gibbs.
Yes, let's start with the Gumede period. We've got his young brother, Ntando Gumede, who speaks about who Gumede was and how he became Highlanders Football Club chairperson. So let's listen to this interview that was done by Ezra Chisasmanda.
Okay. Mina nguNtando Gumede, uNdumiso Gumede ube umfowethu lo sishileyo, and as a family silahlekelwe kakhulu ngoba ube nguye osasele omdala, nguye okade sesele esi-advisor ngezinto zonke zangekhaya, whether it's a death in the family kumbe kuya kule mitshato kumbe kulani, nguye umuntu okade esesele engumuntu omdala esitshela ukuthi senze njani, senze kuphi, senze kuphi.
Yena-ke njengobona abantu abaningi begcele labekhuluma kuhle ngaye, vele benjani ngikhaya?
Hayi, umuntu wenkosi. It's unbelievable lokuthi utshona ukhuluma ukuthi uzama ukumdescribe ukuthi ube njani. Ngumuntu lwana ongelalaka, ongelani, ubengabhilivi ku-confrontation. Yena okwakhe konke kwakuyikukhuluma, ningakhuluma likhulume lizwanane. Yeah. Although abanye abantu babengakuthatha ukuthi i-sign of weakness ukuthi wayengafuni i-confrontation, but ungakukhangela really it was kube yi-advantage kuye, because yonke yakhe into yayisenziwa ngoku-cooperator.
Gumede wenzela iqembu leyalenda zinto eziningi, lina njengefamily lalingabona ukuthi hayi konke phela amandla akhe wonke kokuphelela kwiqembu leyalenda, lalisithini?
No. You know, let me tell you one thing. I've not told this to anybody. I actually asked him, ukuthi kaphela mdala, kathi usenza konke lokhu into leza ayilenda lezo ama-ofisi, ama-ground, yini, club, i-Hotel California and what have you. You have acquired all these things for the island. You know what he said? He said, look, I did not do that as an individual. But ngangilabantu ababe ngisarawundile, abantu labo babezwisisa, and babe sithi bengabuya lama ideas, sasihlala phansi sikhulume, ngangaxotshi ama ideas abo. So some of these things elikubonayo lokhu, ama trips to Germany and what have you, ngabantu ababe around me, yibo ababe ngazisa ukuthi, look, kule nto enjenje, can we do it? Then we sit down, singabona kufeasible, then they do it.
Abantu abaningi bathi ibhola leZimbabwe kungasela Gumede kakhulu i-Highlanders vele besilisehla engasasebenzi kakhulu kuboZifa, khathesi-ke besaukuthi la Highlanders lapha kungasona kusonakala, kambe bazaqina yini bathatha imisebenzi yakhe leyo ayikhona bayiqhubekise phambili?
Hayi, lokhuyana bazaqina, obviously bazaqina. Kuthiwa ukufa kwenye kuvuka kwenye, literally. So somebody will come up ozayiphakamisa futhi iye phezulu. Highlanders is an institution, it's a way of life, it is not an ordinary club nje. No, yeah. It is not like I was saying laphana towards the end, ukuthi ama-Facebook lokhu zendawana, they are being actually watched throughout the whole world. Because abantu bakade bebuza lama address angkhulu njani throughout the whole world. So, you know, it's more of an institution rather than a mere club.
Uzamkhumbula ngani mfowethu Sindahani?
Ukuhleka kwakhe nje, he was never serious about anything. Lokujayiva.
Ukujayiva
kuphela so hayi. Sonke isikhathi wayefuna jayiva uhlale thabile. You know, he was a very good man.
He was a very good man. Mr. Ntando Kumete, the brother of the late Ndumiso Kumete. So he says, you know, he was told that when he was working at Islanders as chairman, when he was leading the club, so he purchased all those properties, not because of the fact that he was doing it alone, no. He says he used to engage a lot of people when he was telling his young brother. He said, I used to entertain all the ideas around me and then make sure that I would synthesize them and then come out with a decision at the end of the day, because he was the person who was supposed to make some decision. So then he says he played a very key role in terms of all those things, but with the help of other people. And at the same time, he says he'll remember his brother for one, smiling, and secondly,
dancing,
you know? Yeah. So we know he was a great dancer, you know?
Yes.
Yes, Choga.
Ongu wadiwa watereri na watariri manzi kwa kubaku mningina we mshakavu vandubiso Kumede, watando Kumede. Vanga wachitana ngura pamsoro pe upenyu wakarara miwane mkoma wawo. Wachita uraiwe kutaiwa vanu wanuti wa Kumede ndo wakadai mkumbu kwa wakaitu kwa chukwata cha Islanders. Vanga wasinga shandewega waishanda nevamwe wana wanutigira chukwata cha Islanders. Kubudirira kwechikwata munguva yavagumede vanoti havana kuti chikudirire nevari vega vaishanda nevamwe. Vabvunzwa kuti munoti zvamunorangarira nazvo mukoma wenyu anzaiwa munhu aigara achinyemwerera, munhu aida zvakare nyaya dzekutamba yake, munhu anga akasununguka tose tinoziva vagumede. Ndofunga pane mamwe mavhidhiyo atiri kuona vachitandadza vanhu pane mumwe mamwe mabiko eHighlanders vachinyomba, hatikati kunyomba, ndikati kusekesa vanhu. Vachitaura ne kukundikana kuri kuitwa ne vakarwa hondo yerusununguko kugadzirisa zvinhu. Ndiwo maziviro avaitwa Kumede. Munhu aida hake zvekuramba achiseka nevanhu kana kuita je patingati pachivanhu je. Ndizvozvo Gibbs.
And as Jesus Panda also spoke with the Matinda Ndlovu, here is the interview.
Lomatinda osebenzela kakhulu ngaphansi kukababa Kumede. Matinda, kwini ungasitshela khona ngoKumede?
Kumede, he was a true hero, a living testament of a leadership. Tina Singena kwa Islanders sanga bafana bancane sifike uGumede ongu chairman uSamukele wasiphatha ngesandla esiright kakhulu. Yizo kwethina sithi mina ngithi silahlekelwe kakhulu. Uncle is a tolerant chairman of a general committee of Islanders. So I slack it off. I think I was one of the very few guys in the intercept. Labo Namashambira, Labo Magdalena Longwe. If you are mentioning just a few, one of the guys can stop me.
Amakabosa Kumila winela Panama.
Won't come a cup. Rothmans or Independence, Zifakapu, or Kasli Kapu, Shibu Trophy, and so forth and so on. In turn, I win now, Upera Nanda, the championship. The championship being I win now.
Was all the time.
Imagine I retire. Imagine we are saying goals and coaching.
Also, coaching.
Yeah.
So, Napa when I'm not coming, so when I'm is college from committees, but there is a team that's not it.
Angwa has a civil, our eyes, the challenge, and cool.
ngoba ikhalipha ekandumisa amboni sinisalayo kathesi ungawathesi sizama ukuthi sidinge sisibone khona ubani sibili ongasikhokhela ethathe isikhumba sikakhumeta.
Wena-ke yini elinikwa-ke isicoco sobana yile lathenge lilo gumede elenza ukuthi ugumede athenge i-clubhouse i-ofisi yalokhana kwakusenzekala njani konke lo?
I think isiphatho sikagumede yena vele ngokwakho wazele evele ezelwe eyilide. So I think yena i-professionalism ayilethayo ku-Highlanders yasenza sazakwanisa ukuthi zonke indawo zona lezi esikhuluma.
Lizwi kubani manje kwalandela be-Highlanders ngoba duduza usithi ngaso isikhathi njengomuntu i-legend ye-Highlanders, umuntu owayedlalelayo wakhotsha wawina konke okuwina, kuyini ongathi ilizwi kwabantu?
Asithembeleni enkosini, siloko sikhangela enxa sizamthola omuntu ozathatha indawo kagumede.
So that is Matinda Juluka Katazile Ndlovu. Remember this guy, Jonga? He used to torment a certain gentleman by the name Oliver Katea of Dynamos. They are great guys, I'm telling you. So he says, you know, Kumeto was a very, very good guy. Like, he was born a leader. And he joined, Matinda joined the Highlanders when he was very young. I mean, the senior team. So he went straight from the junior side
to the first team.
Yes, without going through the other kind of ranks. So he says they won all the cups with the Ndumiso Kumeto, except maybe the championship. So he says they did all what they did. And now it's a big challenge for them to get another president of the club who is of his caliber. So he says the country has lost a good guy, you know.
Ndizvozvo tanzwa kubva kune mumwe vatambi venhabvu munguva yava Kumeto kuHighlanders, Matinda Ndlovu, mutambi anozivikanwa zvikuru munyika nepasi rose, munhu akatambira Highlanders nechikwata cheZimbabwe, anga achitaura kuti aiwa varasikirwa, nyika yarasikirwa zvikuru, zvikuru mutambo wenhabvu warasikirwa zvikuru nekushaya kwava Kumeto. Achitaurawo nemapinduro akaita muchikwata kuti aiwa semunhu aizivikanwa kuti aitamba nhabvu yake akangobva kune vechidiki veHighlanders achibva angoenda kunotambira chikwata first team, haana kutambira mab taiziva achinzi mab kana mareserve side, haana kumbotambiramo. Iye nevamwe vatambi vaataura vana Namoshambira ndo vamwe vanhu vakatambira chikwata cheHighlanders munguva yava Ndumiso Kumeto, ari kutaura kuti zvichanetsa kuti nyika inge ichiwana munhu anenge achitungamira nhabvu anenge aine ruzivo serwanga ruina vaNdumiso Kumeto Gibbs.
And lastly, we've got the current chairperson of Highlanders Football Club, and that is John Fatsbanda.
Yena umgcini sidlalo weqembu leHighlanders labahlala nawe eSibanda, Mr. John Fatsbanda. Inhlupho zikagumedelezi kulamazwi bani?
Hayi, zibonakele ezwa. Ya, umntala usishiyela ingqobe lo legacy le-standard asiphithayo yena sinzima ukusifica. Kodwa siyabonga kakhulu ukubana uGumede thina abanye usifundisile i-leadership nokuthi nxa uyi-leader you work with people and abantu yibo osebenza labo abakunika i-direction. I think ukwezwa lapha nalezi khulumi bekhona ukuthi wabiza abangani bakho bathi asifake nina lapha sisebenzele. I think i-Highlanders must know ukuthi ngiyabantu vele nxa kumele isetshenzwe isetshenzwa ngabanikazi bayo simsebenzele sonkeni. So yikho asifundise khona ukuthi nxa sisebenza sisebenzele sonkeni sibambane and then we'll achieve a lot. Mina I've really benefited a lot from having been close to him. On a personal note, sasike sihambe sibise nalegangeni sonke ezindaweni zethu sisonke sikholise siku-social life. He was a man who was full of social life. Full of life and wawungasozo i-social life yakhe le lo msebenzi wakhe wawuthi ungawuhlanisa ubone kungamitshani kodwa ama-results ayezikhulumela mbone ngani ngakuthola kunengakhulu.
Wena kathesi i-team yakho ukhokheli lebhola liyadlalwa uhloka mfica la sengumongameli wakho lapha-ke bekunjani ubudlelwano bakho naye?
Njengoba ngitshilo, I've learned a lot from him as my boss, president we-team. radio was full of advice. Umuntu ongathandi ukuxokozela uyakutshetha, hayi jayela phansi, thatha izinto step by step, uyahamba as long as ule vision. And he was a visionary, umuntu othanda ukuthi hlela wena indlela into ofuna ukuyenza and ungaphumi emgwaqweni wayo, uhambe ngayo, izahamba, biza abanye ubalethe eduze lisebenze lasebenzela.
So when he gas again, but now they could say little Nelenders. What father was so many business man of a novel for Yenukum?
Hey, I tell us similar as which my seven and other fan and Abba was with the Lunia Rabashiba Lukum. Ukuthi simvalelise umnyaka lo ahambe ngawo njengoba simbeka sokungu 2022 kuhle kuthiwe sisebenzela ubaba uGumede ngoba usishiyele ilegacy enhle. Islanders is the best team in the land in terms of organization, administration, all set by him, ama standards. And what was set up earlier, now we have to do a little bit of work.
So that is John Fatswanda, is the Highlanders chairperson. So he says he learned a lot from Kumete, and he's very happy that Kumete was always giving me a lot of advice. So he says one of the things that maybe they have to achieve this year is to win maybe something for Kumete, you know. So we know that the team is not performing well. But he says maybe the boys can pull their socks and try something, you know.
That's true, Gibbs. Chance baku bakuna such garo wechikwata che Highlanders wa John Fat Siwanda. Varukuta urayo kuti aiwa vakadzidza zvakawanda kubva kuna Vandumiso Gumede, nguva yava Gumede pavakanga vari such garo vaidzidzo zvakawanda uye vabva va Gumede pachigaro chekuve such garo Highlanders va John Fat Siwanda vapinda vakaramba vachibatsira kuchikwata cha Highlanders vaGumede. Hanzi kana matai famba mukutandara social life vanhu vaisangana vachidyidzana zvakanaka nyika erasikirwa Gibbs.
Yeah, so now we can go to the other issue concerning Zimbabweans trying to go to South Africa, but they are actually stranded at the Beitbridge border post because of a crackdown that is being done by the South African government. And we're told that there are thousands of people down there. So the last count, according to the Herald newspaper, they were roughly about 800. Mm-hmm. So, but other papers are putting it at 1,500. So we cannot say exactly how many people are there because we know after the festive season, Zimbabweans trip to South Africa. That's where they work. That's where they do a lot of things to help their families. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's because of the social, economic, and political problems in Zimbabwe or some other factors. But when I talked to one of the ZANU-PF activists, he said, you know, one of the issues was COVID. He says it was a major cause of this kind of migration. And he says people are trying to make a living, so they are going to South Africa basically for that. So we're joined by one of our guests right now. That is Dr. Simba Mavaza. Welcome to the program, sir.
Welcome, Gibbs. Welcome, Jonga.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Dr.
Happy New Year. I forgot you're in the New Year already.
yeah. So we're facing this kind of migration crisis, so to speak. So what is going on according to ZANU-PF? Because it seems as if the government is not condemning what is happening at the border.
Okay, there are two things we should understand in this manner, Gibbs. South Africa is an independent country. It has its own rules, its own laws. It executes its laws in its own way. So as a country, Zimbabwe cannot stop South Africa from deporting Zimbabweans who are in South Africa illegally. But however, what makes it a problem is the fact and the way they are removing these people. They are not showing any respect. There is no humanity left in the face of South Africans at all. And that is unfair. You would see a group of Zimbabweans being bundled into cars like thieves. They are paraded on TVs, on social media by the South African government. They are dragged, and I spoke to three or four guys who were actually grouped together. they were not allowed to go to the toilet. And the explanation given was that the army says we have no time to go to the toilet, you run away. So you see, the abuse, it's beyond what we expect. And that part is the part we expect in our relevant ministries to engage each other and talk about it. When we talk about what's happening in South Africa, we are not talking about whether South Africa is doing the right thing or the wrong thing. The right thing is they are looking after their borders. But the wrong thing, they are treating Zimbabweans in a very, very bad way.
But actually, Dr. Mabaza, it seems as if people are condemning the situation that is in Zimbabwe. They're saying there's a crisis. The indications are that these people are leaving because of a serious crisis back home. Let's respond to that.
No. Those who are saying that they are not serious, I don't know how to describe them. But I'll be honest with you. Every country, every national is somewhere. You cannot go into any country and you don't meet foreigners who are not Zimbabweans. There are many Nigerians in South Africa than Zimbabweans. And there are many Nigerians here in England than Zimbabweans. There are many Ghanaians. There are many South Africans are here in England. A lot of them are illegal in England. Some of them are my clients. We've got Tswanas here in England who have no papers, whom we are fighting for to get their papers. We have got every country to think of which we think that the things are fine. What happens, Gibbs, is in the eyes of human beings, the grass is greener in another level. And in another field, it's greener than theirs. So this mentality that the grass is greener elsewhere is what is become human nature now. So because of that, we cannot in any way criticize Zimbabwe. Yes, our situation back home is not the perfect one we need to. Even if it changes today, I can assure you, people will still want to go out, experience out. Because we are now a global village. People are interlinked. People are traveling. It takes an hour to go to South Africa by plane. It takes 7 hours by plane to the UK. It can be quicker. The journeys which are taking years, they are quicker.
Thank you. So, thank you. Yes. Thank you. Yeah, it takes about 17 hours to get to South Africa using a bus and doing double up, double up. We'll come to that.
Exactly.
We'll come to that.
17 hours is actually a blessing that you will see the roads, you see the nature, you appreciate what God has made. But still, the fact has nothing to do with situation in Zimbabwe. It's the world order. Everybody wants to move somewhere.
Okay, let's have Joga. Joga, go ahead.
Ndachida kubvunza kuna Dr. Mavaza. Dr. Mavaza, vana veZimbabwe, vari kuchema, vakawanda vari kuti dambudziko riri kukonzerwa nematongerwo enyika. Kwete nyaya yekuti kumhiri kwerwisikana kwefenzi kune kwakapfumbira sezvamuri kutaura, nokuti vakawanda vari kuti vari kutiza utongo weZANU PF muZimbabwe, not the fact that it's greener on the other side of the fence.
Jonga, vanotaura kuti vari kutiza utongo weZANU PF South Africa vanenge vachikunyeberai. Nekuti chokwadi chinoitika ndechekuti kana munhu achinge atiza utongo hwenyika yake, anoita iya inonzi kupotera kusika asylum. Vanhu vari kudzingwa iko zvino izvi, vanhu vari kubva kusouth africa hakuna akasika asylum. Vanhu vakapinda nepasi pefenzi, vakapinda nepasi pemvura, vakapinda zvisina mutsauko. Kupinda musouth africa mazuva anojonga hakudi visa because it's sadic. Unongoda kuratidza passport rako rodhindwa opinda. South African government iri kuagiwa point yekuti isu tiri kuti kana passport rako risina kudhindwa wapinda nepai, dzokera upinde zvakanaka. Kana usina passport enda unoapply passport udzoke. Saka nyaya yekupomera matongerwo enyika handiye chokwadi, nekuti vanenge vari kutiza matongerwo enyika variko hatirandi, ivavo vakanopotera. Vapoteri vese vanoprotektwa neUnited Nations, kunyange nyika yavanenge vari havabvumiri kudzosera nyika kwavo kana nyaya yavo isina kupera yavakapotera vachitaura. Saka in other words, hachisi chokwadi kwakuva kuchema nekungotedza vari kuchema, pari chokwadi ndechekuti vari kudzoserwa kumusha ava havanene matongerwo enyika. vadarutsvaga ugari hwakanaka vadarutsvaga upfumi hunenge huri nani kune dzimwe nzvimbo nekuti mupfungwa dzavanofunga kuti pavari pari kutiza asi pamberi apo pakanaka
asi Dr. Mavhaza imwe nyaya zvakare ka inyaya yekunzi muZimbabwe macho kana dai vasiri kutiza zvematongerwo enyika hamuna mabasa ZANU-PF iri kunzi yauraya maindustry yauraya makambani yatadza kumutsa mabasa
zvamataura izvi zvinonzwisisika nekuti zvakamboitika asi kubva 2017 kusvika iko zvino izvi kune zvizhinji zvashanduka muZimbabwe muutongi hwechipiri hwatingatiwo second dispensation tikachasa panew dispensation kana pautongi hutsva hwaako utongi hwababa Mnangagwa nezanupf itsva ZANU-PF yakageza kubva kuuori wekare yasvika panguva inoi zvinhu zvashanduka baba zvaakuitika ndezvekuti vanhu vari kunzi shandisai minda yamakapiwa shandisai dzidzo yamakapiwa mabasa ari kuwanika zvishoma nezvishoma hazvingangouta kamwe chete kubvira sekunge moto wabatidzwa papeturu aiwa zvinotora chinguva patane makore matatu tabva muold dispensation to the new dispensation zvichii zviri kushanduka migwagwa iri kugadzirwa vanhu vari kuimployiwa mabasa ekugadzira migwagwa vanhu vari kuimployiwa mabasa zvakasiyana siyana masalaries evanhu akati dzikirei asi hurumende iri kuedza nepainogona kukwidziridza kuti vanhu vapfuure mutsara wekutambura iye yatingati poverty line saka vazhinji vari kurarama nemararamiro akatinakei achisi chokwadi kuti mabasa hakuna zvachose mabasa ari kunetsa nyika dzese kunyika yatinofunga kuti yakabudirira kuno kuchirungu kuengland tine unemployment rate yatokwira zvisingaiti vazhinji vari kuchema vanhu vakutorarama nekunopiwa chikafu kunonzi kumafood banks imomo america ndanga ndikuverenga nezuro the unemployment rate has gone up kubva vabiden vapinda mupower as compared kune zvayanga yakaita panga pana vatrump saka haisi mhosva yemutungamiriri wenyika kana kuti webato ndo zvaakuitika munyika dzese mabasa anoita achinetsa asi hurumende yakamirira kugadzirisa izvozvo nekubatsira vana vezimbabwe kuti tive negutsa ruzhinji munyika yedu
thank you very much let's bring in Mr. Sipongulube he was shaking his head when Dr. Mavhaza was talking baba ngulube sawamukela kuhlelo baba
anijani baba dube nenjani lo babujonga ikhisimusi umnyaka omutsha abantu
thank you siyaphila
ubaba lo loba bengazimiselanga umphendula wenza igazi lami litshise kutsho ukuthi ezimbabwe sile leadership crisis sibili xa umkhokheli ohleze ingendi ungikhumbuza lo muntu obesesanthini mina ngesilungu ngifuna ukuthi bakucomfort zone xa ekhuluma kanje ngohulumente ablame amanye amazwe akhuluma ukuthi akulamsebenzi amazwe njengamazwe wonke akulamsebenzi engakhayeli isituation yezimbabwe isizimbabwe kumele siyikhayele njengabantu bezimbabwe akhulume ngokuthi i-migration ikhona i-migration vele ikhona amazwe wonke but the volume tells we've got thousands and thousands of people abantu khathesi abastak ezimbabwe abafuna ukungena phakathi kwamanzi abanye bathwele abantwana emuva omama bangena kule ngwenye abantu badliwa zingwenye but ZANU-PF leadership knows i-practical naseneyenzwakala kuground kumbe bakhuluma besemahoteleni kuphela hhayi kubuhlungu lokho okukhulunywa ngobaba lo bengamiselanga umphendula yena ngokwakhe bengisithi ngizakhuluma ngesimo vele esikiso sona esikhuluma ngaso sithwele nzima singabantu bezimbabwe nge-situation ekugrawundi sonke izani ngabe ingasixotshanga ekhaya but indirect iyasixotsha nxa kuhala msebenzi abantu bonke bakhijimele ukuze edinga umsebenzi e-south africa akula muntu othanda ukucrosa phakathi kwamanzi umfula ugcwele mandla akula muntu othanda ukungela phakathi umfula lwana ule ngwenya umfula lwana si-more than a kilometer umahamba bahamba phakathi labantwana abancane i-reality ekugrawundi le nto ekhulunywa ngobaba lowo is totally different kuyamangalisa ukuthi ama-leaders kuyafana laye nalo bekhuluma kuthiwa kusesantoni abantu bakhuluma beku-comfort zone besezitulweni ezintofotofo abahambe ekugrawundi bayebona abantu basafa ukhuluma ngamasimo amasimu zawenzani ungala nto zokuthenga esimu i-need resources sonke silamasimu siyalina but we need resources ukuthi umaintain amasimu
ye akutsho ubaba sorry kule feedback kancane lapha so wena nxa subona ngokwakho akumtsheli ukuthi umuntu nxa ecrosa i-border esebenzisa umfula kuhamba njani akumchathele khonapho amafitshane
kulendlela eziningi dube nxa kungalamanzi siyacross sikhamba ama kilometers maybe 10 kilometers usiyale usabuzama ukuthi ungene kungalamanzi but kathi sikulamanzi kulamanzi awumama bangena uyangena emfuleni ume ku neck level uthwele umntwana mama bethwele umntwana uhambe phakathi komfula 500 800 1 kilometer phakathi kwamanzi umfulo lengwenye ingwenye uzibona sihamba abanye bachapha bayechapha ebrishini baphoswe ngerupu irupu uyahamba more than I think it's 50 meters down. Don't say rupee, rupee, my notes. So all my notes now are what? Have my notes down. Mama baya, abanye baya, puga, abanye baya, abanye baya, drop abantu ana, besen tangeni yona ya. That's the reality we proud. As far as local control, we ati ya sole South African government. South African government, I pay ndulu muto the passport. La Zimbabwe jana, umuntu angala passport ya mbobi. South African government nga ukrose ule passport likale, abaku pendule. Uya hamba, abaku niga malanga. Nga ungala permit, abaku niga malanga. Those visitors, nothing. So, ukuthi I blame all the blame on South African government. Ya hai, kuhlunga kakhulu. It's very bad. Aba hambe, ground baye bonu, tamantu wakrosa nja. Siya krosiswa ye, kono baku choyo, ukulumende, ukulumende, South Africa, ama socha angiti. Ah, si lima li vile nga krosa la pana. Nga krosa ba awaza, ama socha, ama police. Wonga ama department ba awaza, si lila yi uwas krosa. Pate manzini uzas krosa. Patuku lila yi uwa respona, si papata di ma. La kwe South Africa, si papata di ma. Awanzi, ma medios, eh. Ama ta usi krosa na se.
Aku mzame nge silu ungo na boko nga.
Angazi tuwe, it seems as if we have got a leadership crisis. These people, these leaders have to be on the ground and see what's happening. People are striking. We've got people crossing that crocodile-infested river with kids on their back. That river full, having water up to your neck, nothing. Crossing with ladies on with kids on the backs. Crocodiles. Sometimes you cross over the bridge. You go down to the other side of the bridge with a rope. To go down at a distance of 50 or 60 meters to go down. Some of the ladies, they fall down. Some, they drop the kids. The kids die. People die. People break their legs in that nothing. I don't know. Now he's blaming the South African government. South African government is not retaining the Zimbabwean people with passports. If you have got your passport stamped, South African government doesn't retain you back. They allow you into the country. It's either you have got a permit or they give you a visitor's visa on the border gate. They don't have a problem. So to blame South African government to turn back the illegal immigrants, that's another story.
But Mr. Ngulube, the issue of passports, those who have passports, I think there is a limit there on number of days you get when you visit South Africa. And many of these people who are crossing illegally, they want to go and work and earn a living. How can they circumvent that? Because if they use the legal route of passports, maybe they'll get 90 days or so, but they want to be there for a time.
Yes, we always do that. That's the reality. That's what we always do. You cross with your passport, you get those days, you send your passport back, but you stay in the country as long as you've crossed illegally. But if you see someone crossing on the river, that means that person doesn't have a passport. And the passport, to get a passport in Zimbabwe, as it is now, I've applied for my young boy who is 10. They said I must come on the 15th of December. On the 15th of December, they gave me another date. And then I have to pay $318. $318, it's almost 6,000 to apply for a Zimbabwe passport. So if I'm applying for three kids, it's 20,000. While I'm getting paid 5,000, where will we get 20,000? Zimbabwean passport is most expensive, and it's not just expensive, it's hard to get, hard to apply, hard to finish that process of applying for a Zimbabwean passport. He knows it.
Yeah, Gibbs, maybe you can bring in Dr. Mavaza to respond to Mr. Ngulube.
Yes, quiet, Dr. Mavaza.
Thank you so much. I think Mr. Ngulube is a bit confused. He agrees with me that South African government is doing what it's supposed to do. That's what I've said. It means he was not listening, or if he was listening, he did not understand. Because I said South African government has a right to protect its borders. It has a right to retain people who are in their country illegally. That's what I've said. Then I went on to say the problem we have is how those people are being treated when they are arrested and when they are being retained. And I gave an example of people being set down under a big shed and not allowed to stand up to go to the toilet. If you stand up, the police, that side will hit you. The worst thing, when they cross over to Zimbabwe, they're beaten again by the Zimbabwean soldiers. That's what I'm saying. That is wrong. So I don't understand where his problem is. But now let me explain to him where his confusion is, and explain to those listening that we all understand this point. Number one, when a person crosses into South Africa through the illegal crossing point, that person becomes an illegal immigrant. All what he has to do is to go back home, apply for a passport or a travel document, and cross over to South Africa. Whatever you do to stay there, it's something else. But to get in there, South African government says, can you get in South Africa legally with your passport? You must have authority to come in there. It is a crime even in Zimbabwe to cross, to leave the country without a passport. And this is, that's where we agree. Now, he talks about the difficulties in having passports. We now have the new e-passports coming into effect, and which is becoming very easier and simpler, where you apply online and you get an e-passport. And if you're back home, if you can't go online, you can go straight there. The passports which people have now, they are still valid until they expire, meaning until the expiry dates. So they have not expired yet. So if a person has been trying to go in South Africa and they are getting about 1,500 a day from other sources who are being deported daily, it means we've got so many Zimbabweans who do not have passports, not because there are problems in applying for passports. These are people who have been in South Africa all along. They had only crossed over for holidays, and they are coming back to their work and everything they have in South Africa. These are the people who neglected getting their passports while they were in South Africa. We cannot simply blame Zimbabwean government for the faults of our own people. We need to make sure we've got our passports. We need to make sure that, because as I have said,
Dr. Mavaza,
you don't need a visa.
No, but Dr. Mavaza, what Mr. Ngulube said is, the pain of applying and waiting and getting a passport in Zimbabwe, that needs to be addressed. So,
yes. So according to Sipho Ngulube, it's like somebody selling weed. You know, it's just tantamount to what exactly he's saying. Mm. You know, it's difficult to get a Zimbabwean passport in the first place because you have to go through certain channels. Now he was there. He tried to go there after they told him to come. And then now they shifted the dates for no apparent reason. He's an angry man, Dr. Mavaz.
The pain of getting a passport is far less than the pain of dying in a river trying to jump over the border. People should try to do the right thing. Yes, as I have said, we know we have got problems with our passports. Not this year, not last year, not 4 years ago. It has been a problem for a long time. But there is a lot of things being done now. And as we have said, the government has introduced the e-passports, and we are looking into that. And the e-passports are the passports which will be very easy to produce and very cheap, and very easy to be given to people at a cheaper reasonable price. Yes, our passports are unreasonably expensive. I don't defend that. We have said it is wrong for the government to charge our Zimbabwean people US dollars for a passport. If you are Zimbabwean, you must pay Zimbabwean dollars. The government must have confidence in its own currency, and it must not rely on the foreign currency for its own passport. Because a passport is a right. Anybody has a right to get a passport, unless there are reasons why you cannot get one. So, yes, as far as the problems of getting passports are concerned, I do appreciate it, I agree. But we cannot blame ZANU-PF for that. We are simply saying these are problems we inherited, and we are sorting them out. As a government, these things are being sorted, and very soon people will be getting their passports within a day. And again, those who are paying £300 are the ones who want their passports within a day's service. And if you pay that amount, which is $300, you get your passport within 2 days. It's a day, but they count the first day, it does not count. It counts the second day you go and pick it up. And that's what we do. So our passports are printed in Zimbabwe, and therefore that has been my argument all along, and that's what we've presented again through other channels to the government to reconsider, not to charge Zimbabweans in Zimbabwe in foreign currency. We in diaspora, yes, we have no problems. We should pay our passports in foreign currency because we are getting foreign currency where we are. But those at home, they must not pay in foreign currency, and that is wrong. You. And the government must look into that. Mm-hmm. And we cannot say that is right.
Thank you very much. And I think Mr. Sibongurube is about to scream now because he was waiting for his chance to express his opinion on this issue. Jonga?
Yes, Gibbs, I'm just, while we wait for Mr. Ngulube, I'm just reading News 24 here. Mm-hmm. It says at least 11 Zimbabweans who attempted to cross the crocodile-infested Limpopo River into South Africa are feared dead after a boat carrying 8 of them reportedly capsized, while the other 3 were swept away in different incidents on Sunday. That's the danger Zimbabweans are facing, Gibbs.
It's a crisis, Ngulube.
It's a crisis, Dube, and it happens every day. This is definitely in the newspaper. We've got a lot of people dying who are not in the news. And this man is saying, I'm confused. I'm not confused. Zimbabwean passport is a challenge to get a Zimbabwean passport. One, he says he's insulting our intelligence when he's saying Zimbabweans are not prepared, people living in South Africa are not prepared to apply for passport. We're applying passport here in the embassy. We're paying 300 rands just to get a form. I've got forms, but I can't submit my form. My forms in Iraq. We're all having queues here in the embassy, applying, lining for those 300 forms. But he's saying Zimbabweans are ignoring that nothing. That's an insult to the Zimbabweans. And to say I'm confused because he's insulting the South African government. I didn't say he's wrong when he say people are deported. But he said South African government is wrong when he's banging people in the cars. But the South African soldiers and South African government, they are treating us much better than the Zimbabwean soldiers because they deport us nicely. They take us on the other buses to the port. But on the other side, that's where we got the ill treatment. He must know what's happening on the ground. And this thing of saying the passport, you can apply, it's a process to apply. Now I have got an appointment for the 15th of December. Now they turned me back. They said you must wait, we will phone you. They haven't phoned me. But I was at home. They said on the 15th of December, I had that appointment with my money on the hand, that 318 on the hand. But my man was not accepted. He knows there's corruption, there's all the things going in the passport office. But he doesn't want to accept because he's living in a comfort area. I don't know what can I say.
Yeah, I would want to say.
Hayi ubaba lo uyaseyisa usenza singezwakali ukuthi singabantu uyaseyisa nxa isithu abantu abase-South Africa bafuna ukuthatha ama-passport. Yikusithethisa lokho. Yithi abantu esithatha ama-passport. Sihambe embassy lapha esigethi siyalayina bebavali yonke isikhathi sonke sizothatha abantu 100 but sibavulile bayasithatha we paying ama 300 but after paying those 300 rands it's a strike ukuthi uyayisubmitha futhi i-passport ekhaya mina nginje belile appointment ka-15 December yomntwana umntwana i-permit yaze expire 15 November khathesi manje kala passport it's not even easy ukuthi uyayi-apply i-permit so mhlasen siyaapply i-permit sengine charge vele ukuthi umntwana se-overstay so that's another thing nasingene yena uthi thina senza ngabomi ukuthi singathatha ama-passport and lokuthi mina ngithe i-government e-South Africa i-government e-South Africa is trying their best basidiphotha ngcono ba basifake ezimoteni abasitshaye xa sifika ngale Zimbabwe ebhoda yikho esihlukumyezwa khona khona ukuthi athi i-passport iyaphuma within 2 days iyaphuma within 2 days nxa usuyifakile but ukuyifaka it takes a pain akahambe lubaba aye kuground angabe khuluma into azizwa eku-comfort zone khathesi nxa isithi yena abudispora abangcono bayabhadala bangcono bona basebenza ama-pounds abantu abase-South Africa we-gardeners we-kitchen ladies uyayithatha ngapi i-380 average is 6,000 ukuthatha i-passport ezimbabwe and ungasouthathe kusasa ufike uyithole and i-6,000 leyo uyayithatha kangaka usebenzela malini usebenzela 5,000, 7,000 and uthatha that fraction of money singeyokuthatha i-passport
jonga
yes ndiri kunzwa zviri kutaurwa navangulube Gibbs ndofunga dambudziko guru raitika inyaya yekuti muzimbabwe hamuna mabasa dai muine mabasa vanhu vaikwanisa kunge vachigara vachiwana mabasa nekuraramisa mhuri ndandichiverenga pane mumwe anga achinyora pasocial media achitaura kuti vana vezimbabwe vari kuenda kunze zvikuru vari kuenda kusouth africa vari kusangana nedambudziko garai muzimbabwe murime vanhu vanokwanisa kunge vachirima hongu asi vanoda zvikwanisiro people can venture into agriculture but they need inputs they need to start up that project. So I don't know how best that can be addressed. Mr. Ngulube, how best can this be addressed? There are no jobs. What can be done?
There's no other way, Mr. Chonga. The only way is to fix the economy. If we fix the economy, we get work at home. We are all prepared to work at home. And then this thing of agriculture and plowing and farms, that thing is just going to happen on its own if the economy is okay. We don't need to force people to go to a certain industry because the economy is not functioning. How am I going to start farming without even... I can't even plow 1 acre with nothing. I don't even have seeds to plant. How can I start farming? Farming needs resources. Farming needs inputs. You don't just go to farming. You have to work, raise some money, and then you can invest in whichever industry you want to nothing. Because people are different. People are interested in different industries. So we don't force people to farm. We are not all farmers. We have got people who are real farmers who feel like farming. We can't all join farming. We can't all be forced to farm. They just have to fix. We have spent about 20 years in South Africa. Now we are old. We are going to retirement age. We don't have anything. But we know we have our own cattle. We have our own family things. But how are we going to retire now? We can't even retire.
Abathi phela hambani lelima kungcono kula lokho lokwenzeka
sizalima nqa befosa abantu ukuthi bayelima sizalima ngani ukulima kufuna inkomo kufuna ifertilizer kufuna inhlanyelo kufuna kube lezinto ube lemali uqala ukulima vele ukulima abantu abafosa ukuya kulima abantu kabalungisa iconomy yelizwe bangalungisa iconomy yelizwe abantu bazazihlalela elizweni bakhethe lapha abafuna ukulima abazalima abafuna ukurun izitolo bazarun izitolo ibusiness izaphila abantu bonke bathengelane impilo iphilwe Loko kutuwa bantu wa force wa kutuwa hambani le lima, hambani le lima longu. Ungatu sefua ulimi 1 acre, ungala nkomo ulimi 1 acre, ugube so kutuwa hambani. Ifamu inje, ifunu kukonjole zelo, ifuni fencing. Ifencing ni imadu, za itata ngabima.
Yes, ya mwuzi babu ngurube, sibi lapu ya kuluma. Kwa hetu, Dr. Mavaza.
Yes.
Chonga.
Yes, Dr. Mavaza, inyaya imwe iliku tambuza wanawe Zimbabwe. Inyaya, ikuti... vanofunga kuti hurumende haisi kuvapa nzeve mune zvinhu zvakawanda imi muri munhu anenge achikwanisa kunge achitaudzana nevanhu vari mumasimba vari muhurumende zvii zvingaitwa kuti vanhu vanzwise nekuti vanoona kunga mapazi ese ehurumende tingati zvakaita sebazi rezvemukati menyika rehome affairs ndo rinodhila kana kubata nyaya dzemapasipot vanhu vari kuti taneta nekunge tichivapa zvichemo zvedu takamboona at one time the minister went ku Mukwati building, no, kunotorwa zvitupa, I'm forgetting the name of the building. Vachiendako, vachiedza kunoassess the situation, and he was even made to pay $50, if I'm not mistaken, for him to get a place kuti vawane nzvimbo yekuti vange vachitora zvitupa kana kuwana passport. Zvinhu zvavanenge vachiona vari muhurumende, asi vari kunzi havasi kutora matanho. Munoti?
Ichokwadi kuti zvinhu zvakadaro zvinoitika. Asi tikanyatsoongorora matanho ari kutorwa ndokusaka iko zvine Zimbabwe yakauya neinonzi e-passport ne matanho ekuapplya passport ati ari kuti shanduke kubva gore rinoeri
e-passport iri kudhurira vanhu zvakare because kana uchibhadhara $300 something hapana chanzi chagadziriswa apa vangoshanduka havo kubva kune zvavanga vachiita vachienda pamwe asi zvichiramba zvakangokwirira vana vezimbabwe
kudhura riri kudhura nekuti richiri kutanga asi zvichadzika tichienderera mberi chada tichiona apa ngatimbosiyanai nekudhura ngatitarisei nechikonzero ndechekuti taakugona kuapplya mapasipots aya online hatichapinda mumitsara yekunoungana kumapasipot office unoapplya wakagara kumba kwako kana palibrary iri pedyo newe kana kuenda paindanet cafe wobhadhara dhora rako kuti upiwe 1 hour yako yekuti unyore ufile fomu rinodiwa ndibva raenda obhadhara ipapo saka in other words zviri kubvisa mitsara yanga yanyanya kupfumbira kumapassport office zvoreva izvo kuti kana zvichinge zvabudirira zvikaenderera mberi tinenge tisaite tsika yekuungana tichichemera mapassport kepiri ndaida kuti tinzwisise chinangwa chekuti kana handina kupindura vangurube handinga vasiye ndisina kuvapindura vangurube vakarasika pavatiwo vakaenda kuembasy kusouth africa vanobva vabhadhariswa mari vopiwa fomu chete vanoudzwa kunzi kana mafila fomu dzokainaro pano kana muchida asi kana muchida kwenyaro mega kumba endainaro kumba But the panel talking about when they say Kumusha, most of your panel, most of my passports, and so that the embassy does those for the people. So I want to know if I got Tora Vega, Maringavanya Beronia, Mazini Kumba Matso, Sarkumusha, which in the Pekurundo Kitrain, one day, Badra Mazimari, Kanabiro Marina Mazau, Vakushora, Rumendi, you are Biro Ega, Panimitsara, Pane Uguaru, Rumendo Uripo, Kanawanda Ku embassy. Embassy no filler formula, no such deed, but form Raku. O bvunzwa kunzi unoda kuti tikuitire here obhadhara mari yawa bhadhara osiya fomi papo kana chingo vapedza kufila vanokutora mafotos avo nema fingerprints ipapo changosara kuisa passport kusaka passport rinoenda ku passport office riri mubatch yema foreign applied passports saka svashinji vanenge vanyeberana nehama dzedu nevaningi nawe juni vakoma kuti ini ndine vandinoziva ndine mface ndipe kuno ndokuitira mangwana vodyiwa mazimari Ama zedu zikuti bila mari kumusha uku. Isa hatisi kujuona. Asika natabiru wa mari. Takungo pomera aripeji kwa nezu. Diani iurumende. Okay. Kupindra mbuzo. Chipiri wajonga. Kutaudira nane urumende. Kana kuchema zichemo zedu. Zuno nzugika. Urumende inoterera. Kune mapazi atinoenda. Kuno tawara zichemo zedu. Kana tikawane problem. Kune jorine manamba. Anenga akanyorwa. Ekufona. Paba passport office. Kana chingo wabirwa. Uchingo usina gutsikana, uchingo usinga fare, uruna kumangara, fona namba hizi. Kana uchingo fumwati wabiruwa, jejitoti, enda kumapurisa. Mapurisa are willing to arrest and do that. And kune namba ziriko, the anti-corruption unit, the special anti-corruption unit, again, you know, the SACU, ne anti-corruption commission. Vese wawaka, wasi mapurisa wanu, asimane simbare kusunga, wanu, nenguata uori. Namba zao ziripa maku. Pama gedi ese, kana pama sasa ese, ema offices ya urumende, kuti mubatsirike, kuti wanu wabatwe, wanuda kukumbira choko muhome, ya yatingati bribery, kana wane uori, yatingati corruption. Saka wongu urumende no terera, aswanu wedu, chadida kungo tsinira, niche kuti, tisa ite gunda musaira, ni kungo funga kuti munu zaaru kuzimbabu gano ziwa, wanu warukumusha wanzu, wane kuti nyebera, ni kuti mbira mazimari, Wanukunyebera iko kukamburi kusaka Afrika kuti makati kubati makati ndino munhu anoziva ndine munhu ari kuzanu PF zanu PF ainene ma passports aina kana simba over passports ma passports anoitwa ne hurumende anoitwa ne Ministry of Home Affairs munoenda ku passport office hakuna munhu anomira kunze kwe gate achida kukumbira zvite fast kana maona anenge adaro mangara ekumapurisa ndo zvatukedza kuita kuti tibvise izvozvo asi uori unodiridzirwa nevanhu vanoramba vachihushandisa kana munhu akauya kwauri neuori iwo kamubhadhara anodzoka mangwana because zviri kubhadhara saka ngatiedzei kusabhadhara vanhu mari titedzere matanho atinenge tapiwa anoramba mabhasipoti edu abude zvakanaka.
Thank you very much. And our time is almost up, so we'll ask Mr. Sipho Ngulube for his last word. Go ahead, Mr. Ngulube.
Hayi yabonga Dube, but ubaba lo u disconnected le reality. Emfuna uku correct e consul, sithatha i consul ye isgate lapha lapha esithatha khona ba form. Akula option yokuthi ama form ayathathwa i government ayisena sini. Bayakutshela, bayakudindela bakuthatha i fingerprint ubhadala R300 i passport ama form uyazihambela. Angazi ukuthi utsho yipi kumbe kuone UK yangkwazi. But thina sikhuluma reality eku ground kusi consul mina ngihlala khona abaduze kwe isgate. Last year nje ngiapply ama form angu-4 ama passport angu-4 angu-3 awethu lo mama lo mntwana kade singiapply ukugcina ngo-December nale ngiyibala ayikaphuma umntwana hayi ngiqala ukuyapply ngo-August ngize ngathola iform ngo-December ngo-December manje i-appointment ka-15 December ekhaya kayikana sini lokho ukuthi akula ama passport ahamba esuka ku-embassy akukho consul la isigedi wonke umuntu ose-South Africa sibuya khona ba consul akakho umuntu wayathathelwa ama form awahathunyezelwe ekhaya yikho ngifuna ukukorrect ubaba loka connectane labantu before comment izinto nasini sina siku ground sikhuluma ngento ezenzakalayo kasicabangeli kasifanisi sikhuluma into ezenzakala aka consult consul manje a confirm yena le into engitshelayo.
Yes, and on that note I think we end our show today. We wish to thank our guests this evening, Dr. Sibo Mavaza of Zanu PF. He is based in the United Kingdom, and Mr. Sipho Ngulube, a Zimbabwean living and working in South Africa. And we also thank our reporter, Ezra Chisaspanda, who was in Nyati Communal Lands yesterday, covering the burial of Ndumiso Kumete. And signing off from Maryland, this is Gibbs Dube saying good night, Zimbabwe, and have a very, very lovely night.
Neni Jonga Kandemire ndichitosangana zvakare muzvirongwa zvinoteera. Kushuvirai gore dzva rakanaka rine makomborero kumwarara zvakanaka vateereri.
Good night.